Hello, this is Daryl Kessel with today's podcast. Today is Friday, March 25th, 2016. More importantly, this is Good Friday, a day to remember. And today, on today's podcast, we are going to remember Belgium and Brussels and the people who were recently murdered there on March 22nd. In particular, we will discuss the conditions that allowed the bombings in Brussels to happen. New information from the attacks still emerging, but it seems that the attacks were smaller than intended because they had to be rushed, most likely, because of the arrest on March 18th of one of the surviving members of the terror cell that attacked Paris back in November. The terrorists in Brussels took a taxi with their bombs in suitcases to the airport, but as often happens with taxis, they couldn't get all five of their suitcases in the taxi, so two of them had to be left behind, and they were later found and disarmed by police, thanks to the taxi driver. The bombs were apparently very sophisticated, having been made by a professional bomb maker, and would have caused far more casualties if all five of the suitcases had been detonated at the Brussels airport. According to Economist magazine, Brussels had been anticipating and dreading the next attack. That did not, however, diminish the shock and the suffering. The last figures I saw were 34 dead so far, over 200 injured. Europe once again passes through the stages of grief, despair, and dying grief for lives cut short by those acting in the name of the religion of peace. So, in Belgium, they anticipated the next attack and they dreaded it, but they didn't do anything to stop it. Belgium was overrun by the Nazis in 1939. It lost its army and surrendered to Germany in 3 weeks. Now in 2016, Belgium has preemptively surrendered to its new invaders. The Nazis bombed Belgium's cities into piles of rubble even after the surrender. Just for the fun of it, I suppose. The new invaders bomb their cities, kill their people in the name of the religion of peace, and nothing is done by the Belgians, just as nothing was done in 1939. The lesson being, folks, you cannot appease your enemies. It doesn't do any good. It just makes them stronger and encourages them. Brussels, proud home of NATO and capital of the European Union, is prostrate and defenseless before a terrorist army that the bureaucrats and brainwashed citizens allowed, even invited, into the country, and will not force to leave. Belgium can't even react the way France reacted to the Paris attacks because it has no army to speak of, no way to defend itself at all. Brussels must rely on an impotent European Union for defense, and of course, NATO, just as in 1939, when Britain and the United States were relied on to drive the Nazis from Belgium. The United States has spoken for NATO through the president's 51-second speech about Brussels during a brief press conference in Cuba. He said, "We don't need to do anything different. We're fine. Our efforts to defeat ISIL," as he likes to call the group, "are going well. Nothing needs to change." He never pointed to any evidence for his rosy assessments. He never explained why the United States air attacks against ISIS never fall on the columns of trucks hauling stolen oil into Turkey. Only Russia's intervention put a halt to the columns. So the U.S. assessment, according to the president, is just grin and bear it, folks. Everything is okay. Brussels has become a city of multicultural segregation and non-assimilation of cultures. The migrant communities in Brussels have segregated into their own enclaves, but the authorities have done nothing to stop it, nothing to stop the flow of immigrants. They continue unabated. No efforts are made to stem the flow. No efforts are made to insist that migrants accept Belgian and European values and qualify for Belgian citizenship. It seems that Brussels is not that much different from many cities in America, even America itself. The mayor of Brussels entices the migrants into his city with welfare checks provided by the taxes of Belgian citizens. That allows him to create a permanent voting bloc. Yes, they vote, these migrants. Though ensconcing himself in power, the mayor invites them. The overwhelming numbers of migrants crowding into Belgium made it impossible for immigration to be controlled or for people to be integrated properly. The new immigrants vote en masse for the Belgian Socialist Party, the mayor's party. Those in power stay in power, and the flow of benefits never interrupted. According to Germany's International Newswire, 50 years ago, Brussels officials worked out a deal with the House of Saud. That's the house that runs Saudi Arabia, folks, in case you forgot. They worked out a deal for cheap oil in return for rock-bottom prices for oil. Brussels gave Saudi Arabia control of their Oriental Pavilion to turn it into a mosque. The Great Mosque of Brussels is financed by the Muslim World League, which receives most of its money from the Saudi Arabian government. Belgium's King Baudouin cut a deal with King Faisal Al Saud. In exchange for cheap oil, the Saudis got a 99-year lease on the former Oriental Pavilion. In return for oil at cheap prices, the Belgians gave the House of Saud carte blanche to spread their brand of the religion of peace, known as Salafism. That is a radical anti-Western jihadist movement which has as its tactic acts of extreme violence. It appears to be what inspired the attacks in Paris and Brussels. Both the Paris attackers and the Brussels bombers came from the same neighborhood of Brussels. The Paris newspaper Liberation reported, for, quote, for 30 years, the Great Mosque of Brussels has been an active refuge offering fertile soil for their networks to grow, end quote. Salafis advocate some very unusual things, folks, unusual for normal people, but not for them. For example, they advocate for men to beat women to death if warranted for relatively minor things, if they stray into male areas, for example. Imams encourage followers to destroy all impure Islamic heritage, which doesn't agree with their ideas, including other Muslims. It's okay to behead Christians. Their men are encouraged to infiltrate and destroy Western civilization from the inside out as the Belgians clean up the human remains, the blood and the guts from the hallways of their airport. They should give a few thoughts to those who allow this madness to percolate, to happen, who refuse to defend them. Thanks first and foremost to German Chancellor Angela Merkel for opening the floodgates and leaving them open. She is not the first chancellor who has sought to destroy Europe, just the latest. Europeans, especially Belgians, should prepare for a new wave of terrorist attacks from those who hate their very tolerant host countries and seek to destroy them. According to the Associated Press, the worst is yet to come. ISIS is sending fighters to Europe by the hundreds and by the thousands. Fighters are being trained to target Europe with waves of attacks from interlocking terror cells with orders to independently choose the time and place of their attacks. It seems that ISIS is losing the war in Syria, thanks to Russia. But the group is transferring the battle to Europe itself, thanks to the weak, almost non-existent security in Belgium, especially in Brussels. The migrant neighborhoods are extremely dangerous, terrorist breeding grounds. They are very hostile to outsiders. This effort is supported by the Saudi government, which appoints emissaries to its embassies in Muslim countries to proselytize other Muslims for their brand called Salafism. The Saudi government bankrolls most of this effort to conquer Europe. They have dreamed of doing this for over 1,000 years. What do you think will interest them once they've conquered Europe? As Randolph Bourne said over 100 years ago, quote, war is the health of the state, end quote. Bombing Muslim countries is not the answer, in my opinion. The United States has conducted over 20,000 drone strikes in a little over a year. All that does is destroy lives and families. Of course, creates a lot more terrorists. It would be so easy to control this without war on Muslim countries before bombs are dropped on the Middle East, thus accelerating the migration that causes the problem. Tell me, assure me that no more jihadis are going to be admitted. Do you? Otherwise, it is really madness. or else some sort of fiendish plan. Nobody could be as stupid as the politicians in Europe and the United States. All this must be intentional. Do you think that's true? Are they really that stupid? I have noticed a lack of politicians among the dead and wounded in these attacks. They must feel safe behind their walls with their Praetorian guards. It is so easy for them to lecture us on tolerance. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.